All right, we are back. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, you know how I've talked about over the last number of years, time manipulation. Ken, my former producer, and other people I've talked to, like on the air, they all feel like time somehow is being manipulated. It's being sped up. I talk about the cascading sequence of events for years. It seems like we're really cascading now. But there's this article, CERN, Built to Destroy Time. Now, you know, Anthony Patch and others have really dug down deep into CERN and its real kind of, what did they make this thing for? Is it time manipulation? Is that one of the big, you know, processes that is going on there? Okay. So time is a flexible substance that legitimizes matter. Without time, death does not exist. 6,000 years ago, Lucifer's lie was to convince Adam and Eve that God was withholding knowledge in order to keep them from becoming a god. Prior to the fall of Adam and Eve were eternal, transdimensional, shifting beings. Now, I'm not saying I agree with, you know, where this is all going, but it's an interesting. Free from the confines of space and time, their triple helix DNA was a true reflection of God. Three parts equal one, just as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are three yet one. After rebelling against God, both were downgraded to a double helix DNA, or two-thirds, 0.666, the number of man. The Book of the Secrets of Enoch teaches there are 10 heavens, each having different times. Currently, Satan is attempting to change the times and seasons on Earth. Kind of interesting how it was just 70 degrees here in the middle of December a few days ago. I mean, you know, it's just weird. As the word says, the days are evil. Collapsing out of Eden's time. Time prevents eternal life and predestines judgment. Lucifer's offense was the desire for power. Man's was the desire for knowledge. Therefore, Luciferians believe it is the elimination of time that will free man from the tyranny of God. Their perceived key to freedom is to go back in time and destroy it. Without time, man becomes a god. Now let's transition from the spiritual aspirations of the Luciferian elite to the physical mechanism being implemented to eliminate time. CERN is a 17-mile tunnel/circuit containing 9,600 supermagnets propelling protons and ions just under the speed of light, producing 164,000 collisions per second, completing 11,245 circuits per second. Fully operational, the Large Hadron Collider is 100,000 times hotter than the sun. With the advent of the LHC, man has a rudimentary tool capable of opening an interdimensional portal into parallel dimensions. The Large Hadron Collider is the world's largest particle accelerator machine. Located 300 feet under the surface of the Earth, CERN is attempting to tear the physical and spiritual veil created by God. In the occult, the God of the Bible is known as the Demiurge. The Luciferian elite consider the Demiurge the other God who separates the living from the dead. Integrated into the Large Hadron Collider is a quantum computer capable of opening a portal to previously hidden dimensions with the computing power of 7 billion brains. The Large Hadron Collider is attempting to go back in time and take apart the glue of creation, a statue of Shiva, Hindu god of destruction and transformer, stands above the LHC as an altar and spiritual portal. Lord Shiva is one of the primary deities of the Hindu trinity. Shiva destroys, Vishnu preserves, Brahma recreates. Order out of chaos is above, so below. The Large Hadron Collider is tearing the veil that separates the abyss of hell below the Earth and the fourth dimension of the second heaven. CERN was built to destroy time. Eliminating time prevents the eternal judgment from God. According to the Luciferians, the Large Hadron Collider will recreate the Big Bang and reconceive the cosmic egg. This egg symbolizes the sentient resurrected deity of Saturn, Satan, Black Star. These are worshipped by Satanists. Saturn is the luminary who changed his course against the dictates of the god, and the occult Jubilees celebrates the resurrected Saturn, ushering in the Prince of Darkness and the fifth age of Aquarius, the new Atlantis. Directly beneath CERN lies the ruins of Apollo's temple. In the mystery religion, Osiris was worshipped as Apollo, god of the dead. The Large Hadron Collider, in sync with a quantum computer, is attempting to connect the above rebellious luminary Satan, Saturn, Black Star with the as below abyss of hell. Luciferians believe the dark angels who rebelled against God are imprisoned in both locations. Let's dig a little further into the origins of CERN. In Celtic mythology, the horned god Cernunnos, whose name means horned one, is known as the god of fertility and lord of the animals. Depicted with stag horns on its head, Cernunnos was born on the winter solstice, one of the eight holiest days on the satanic calendar. He is the Celtic of the underworld and works in concert with Pluto and Hades. This demon god has charge of the shadows and follows the pattern of dying and death in the tradition of Osiris and Horus. In the esoteric occult religion, Cernunnos rules the world with his moon goddess Danu, who is also known as Semiramis, Isis, and Diana. The spiritual relationship between Cernunnos and Danu is at the same time quite adversarial in nature. And it goes on. For 70 generations, the angels who rebelled against God have been held in chains and darkness. CERN will open a stable dimensional portal, allowing Nimrod, the Nephilim, Antichrist, and its horde of dark angels to escape from hell. So it's a postmodern Tower of Babel inspired by the spirit of Antichrist. One of CERN's four collision vectors contained within its 17-mile circular underground tunnel is Alice in Wonderland. Alice is a code word for Lucifer. It is a detector capable of observing collisions of atomic nuclei in their primordial state so as to recreate and understand the fictitious Big Bang. Just kind of an interesting thing there. You know, we've been hearing about this for years, CERN and time manipulation, and I just stumbled upon that article. Interesting stuff. Let's see here. Let's go to clip 9 real quick. I mean, all of these cities in our country controlled by the zombiecrats are really, really pushing forth this vaccine passport crap. Next up is New Orleans. Go ahead and roll clip 9.
Today we are announcing just a few adjustments to the guidelines that are currently in place. Dr. Vegno is going to give you a real detailed presentation on the data. As you know, we've always followed the data and science as we've responded to this pandemic in our community. Beginning on January 3rd, the vaccine mandate will expand to include children ages 5 to 11. We will require proof of vaccination or a negative test at bars and restaurants and other locations for everyone ages 5 and older. Children ages 5 to 11 will be required to show proof of at least one vaccine dose. Beginning in February, the requirements will then expand to 2 doses. This is, again, being very proactive in our approach ahead of holiday season and before the start of the new year, letting you know what will be expected in Orleans Parish.
You will also you can stop it there. They're just feeding the collapse. Collapse of all these small businesses, bars and restaurants. It's really a war on food in a way, too. I mean, are any of you seeing how packed the drive-through lines are at all of these fast food restaurants? It's almost like they're putting some sort of a drug in there, an addictive drug. There's so many people that just don't want to go inside anywhere, especially where they have all these goofy mandates and all this stuff. They've got people scared. It's just off the charts. Joe Manchin, this Build Back Better little shoot down that just happened by one vote. You got this Charlemagne that calls himself the God character, this black radio host, real jerk. He had old Camel Toe, Caligula Harris on, and he asked who the real president is. And he mentioned Joe Manchin. So what he was doing was he was neurolinguistically demonizing Joe Manchin. Okay, because he's a senator and he's got a powerful vote, because he's, you know, we got this Senate that's directly split right down the middle. So he's in danger. Joe Manchin's in danger. Rogan, for sure. Now, some people say Rogan's too big, you know, to do anything to. But in this weird world we're living in with just crime getting into even these rich neighborhoods of LA. You know, Rogan's down there in Austin now, and Austin's becoming allegedly becoming a real cesspool like any other big city run by gangsters. What was that little character that runs the city of Austin, a little Jewish guy? Got caught down there in Mexico while the place was on lockdown. And I can't remember his name now, but he's a real little slimy little jerk. I mean, we're at this point where ivermectin shipments are being intercepted, coming through various, you know, the mail and shipping companies. I mean, this is how gangster. A fully FDA-approved medication, and these people are trying to intercept with the force of government a relatively innocuous pill that's been around. And I mean, this—it's just so insane. I mean, the level of communism that we're going under. And so even if you live in an area where your local politicians are, you know, looking out for the liberties of the people and so forth, doing all the right things, you see how the federal Leviathan will still put its tentacles around your sanctuary, your county or whatever. Really, really crazy stuff. So South Korea set to adopt China-style mass surveillance system to track COVID. And South Korea is one of these countries under the boot of the West. It has been since the Korean War. You know, you look at the prosperity there. Look at all the cars made there. Look at all everything made there. It's one of these Western outposts, and they're going under this Chinese style stuff. So let's see, possible radioactive swabs. Okay, now I'm seeing these videos on BitChute and other places where they got the Geiger counter out, and you know, the swabs that go inside the little container and made by all these shadowy companies and so forth. You got the lab called Fulgent that was recently in the big scandal with the L.A. County Sheriff. Basically trying to mine the DNA of all the county employees there. And so they had to be warned, and the county sheriff, not to use this company Fulgent. And Fulgent was using all kinds of people were sending samples there at the beginning of the whole COVID thing. So, but radioactive swab. So I'm looking at some of these videos. And look, this could be a hoax. You just don't know. It could be real. I wouldn't put it past these what's happening right now due to the fact that there is no accountability. Corruption is everywhere to the point where, I mean, you know, it's in our face to the point where nobody gets held accountable right now. Unless you're a right winger, then they'll come after you with the entire, you know, the entire weight of the state. But there could be, I mean, these swabs are swabbing people's freaking noses to get a so-called sample for COVID. I mean, it's just absolute insane. On top of the shards, the ethylene oxide, possible nanotech TheraGrippers. You just don't know what the hell's in the swabs. So Bill Gates, Dr. Fauci, and Big Pharma accused of crimes against humanity and complaint to the international court. Come on, folks. Do you really think that these people are going to get held accountable? I'm very, very skeptical. Now, there was a story the other day. Judge holds hospital in contempt. Give ivermectin to a dying woman or pay $10,000 a day fine. That was in Virginia. Fauquier Hospital. So, India and Russia block controversial climate change agenda at the United Nations Security Council. Because, you know, Biden and all these goons, they're all in the pockets of the Schwabian WEF crowd. Is China building DNA targeting biological weapons of mass destruction? Hence the, why they wanted to get everybody's genetics through these swabs. I mean, think about it. Now you get accused of even a minor crime now, they're going to swab you. But that's for the, you know, the state highway patrol databases and this and that. But what a way to, for a country with possibly hostile intentions in the future to get a large portion of data from a potential enemy for war in the future by having this COVID thing, and then a bunch of the labs connected to the Chinese, where they can sequence all these American various ethnicities of Americans' DNA, and you know, go ahead and get ready some biological warfare agents. Let's see. I saw this floating around this week. Revealed the NFL is funding Antifa-affiliated Defund the Police group. So we all remember how the NFL went woke with Kaepernick and the whole Mike Brown, and then every thing after that. All these blacktivists in the NFL, you know, wanted the NFL to really start taking social justice responsibility and so forth. So the NFL gave $300,000 to the Oregon Justice Resource Center, which has called for police funding as well as other social justice measures to fund the police, demilitarize communities, remove police from schools, free people from prisons and jails. See, this is where these people go off the rails. Demilitarize communities. I could see that in a certain circumstances. I mean, if you got bodies piling up in your neighborhoods due to, you know, gang warfare and that sort of thing, you kind of have to semi-militarize the community to try to keep some sort of order. Remove police from schools. Yeah, I mean, we had a police around here, and these kids are pretty brutal these days, and they're shooting each other in schools, and a lot of going on there now. Free people from prisons and jails, that's the most ludicrous one. Okay, you know, I mean, do you want to keep anybody like people that doing burglaries, robbing people at point? We do this all the time. Safe housing for everyone. Is that a right? Is that a right in the United States to have housing? I mean, this is where we're going to, where everybody gets everything given to them, then nobody's going to have anything. Let's see, where are we at? Mr. Producer, get clip 11 ready. This immigration stuff and this just letting our country be overran. This is Mark Dice, which I haven't been keeping up on him, but Hooley sent me this one, so let's go ahead and roll 11.
To say that the United States is being invaded by illegal immigrants is an understatement, but we're living in a period of time where certain facts are considered to be hate speech, and the liberal media gaslights their audience, trying to get them to deny their own lying eyes. Not that long ago, we saw over 10,000 Haitians illegally cross into the United States in just 2 days after word got out to the Haitian community living in Chile about the open borders and free handouts that the Biden administration is offering anyone who can get here. Remember, during his campaign, old Joe said that he wanted a huge surge to the border and a nonstop wave of immigrants coming. But the Haitian caravan that came is just the tip of the iceberg.
Not only are Muslim communities, but African communities, Asian communities, Hispanic communities, and the wave still continues. It's not going to stop. Nor should we want it to stop.
The Border Patrol are encountering 2,000 illegals a day, every day, that cross into the United States. And those are only the ones that they know about. They estimate that 2 to 5 times that many are actually coming in. That's up to 10,000 a day, hundreds of thousands a month. Over 20 million illegal aliens have breached our southern border over the last several decades and are currently living in the United States without any fear of being deported, most of which drain financial and social resources which they don't pay into. But to admit the extent of the illegal alien problem is strictly forbidden. In fact, the term illegal alien is now considered to be hate speech, and to mention the actual numbers that are here, over 20 million of them, that's blasphemy. In 2019, almost 400,000 anchor babies were born in the United States from illegal alien mothers. An anchor baby, meaning an illegal immigrant, has a child that then is automatically granted citizenship because they were born here, thus ensuring the child nor its mother will ever be deported. Over the last several years, there have been millions of them. Flooding the United States with immigrants from third world countries is a primary objective of the globalists because it erodes patriotism, our cultural heritage, and hastens their planned economic collapse, which they look to seize upon to leverage their socialist revolution. During the Democratic presidential debates for the 2020 election, every single Democrat candidate on the stage raised their hand when asked if they support giving health care to illegal aliens. Beto O'Rourke and Kirsten Gillibrand went so far as to say they want the border wall torn down.
You know, would you, if you could, would you take the wall down now? Here.
Yes.
Like you have a wall.
Absolutely.
Knock it down.
I'd take the wall down.
And do you think if there's a referendum here in this city, that would pass?
I do.
There were reports of migrants waiting and hoping for Donald Trump to lose his reelection bid in 2020. And once Joe Biden was sworn into office, they immediately headed north to illegally enter the U.S. because they knew their chances of getting in and being able to stay would almost be assured. And they were right. The more illegals, the better for Democrats who hope to soon grant them amnesty and make them U.S. citizens and their new voter base, likely destroying any chances Republicans have of winning a national election again for generations. This is all part of the Cloward Piven strategy, which was concocted in the 1960s by a group of political activists who planned to overload the U.S. welfare system in order to usher in socialism and a universal basic income for anyone who doesn't want to work. And who do you think people are going to vote for? Republicans who believe in going to work every day and earning your way in society? Or Democrats who promise the masses free handouts paid for by those of us who do actually work? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's draft of the Green New Deal openly called for free money to those unwilling to work. And now, because of the free money being given as the result of the coronavirus lockdowns, many businesses had to close because they couldn't even find enough people to come back to work, since so many people would rather sit at home and collect unemployment, which in many cases pays more than they would actually make if they actually went to work. Pat Buchanan warned in his 2002 book, The Death of the West, that, quote, "Uncontrolled immigration threatens to deconstruct the nation we grew up in and convert America into a conglomeration of peoples with almost nothing in common. Not history, heroes, language, culture, faith, or ancestors." He goes on, "Millions have no desire to learn English or become citizens. America is not their home. Mexico is, and they wish to remain proud Mexicans. They have come here to work. Rather than assimilate, they create little Tijuanas in U.S. cities, just like Cubans have created a little Havana in Miami. With their own radio and TV stations, newspapers, films, and magazines, the Mexican Americans are creating a Hispanic culture separate and apart from America's larger culture. They are becoming a nation within a nation." Many Latinos actually want to create a new country in the Southwest called Aztlan that would include California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, and other states in the region. The name refers to a mythical homeland of the Aztecs, which some Chicanos, Mexicans, want to restore. Mario Abledo, the president of the League of the United Latin American Citizens, once said that, quote, "California is going to become a Mexican state. We are going to control all the institutions. If people don't like it, they should leave." Never mind that if California was still part of Mexico, the water wouldn't be safe to drink, but that's a whole other story. On college campuses in the Southwest United States, various Chicano student groups exist to further the cause, including MECHA, the Chicano Student Movement of Aztlan, and La Raza, recently renamed to Unidos US. These groups and others are really acting as agents of a foreign government, which means they should have to register.
All right, you can stop it there. We will see you guys on the other side of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: "It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel." Amazon customer: "Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it." Amazon customer: "Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, gang.
Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Broadcasting Network. As everybody knows, the network will be closed for the holiday next week, so we'll all get a week off, and who knows what the hell's going to happen. I think about that whole power grid down scenario, and the Q people talk about communication blackout, and you see these articles, verdict in Ghislaine Maxwell trial, highly likely by Wednesday. Source, Maxwell threatening to start naming names. Then you got this other one. Representative Jim Jordan rips serial liar Adam Schiff after he doctored his text message and lied again at the committee hearing. So he lied during the Trump impeachment, this little slimy punk Schiff. Okay, and he doctors up one of his own fellow congressmen's text message to do a false construct that he's guilty of something. Okay, so you got Ghislaine Maxwell, the whole Epstein thing. You got this little sleazebag Schiff, and now you also have the trial of Charles Lieber, also a test of the China initiative. Jury will decide if famed Harvard nanotechnology expert is guilty of concealing his employment by a Chinese university. A lot of people think he was completely balls deep in this whole COVID agenda. He's a nanotech expert. Isn't that interesting? They were in 2020 January. They arrived at Harvard University looking for Charles Lieber, another member of the tribe. renowned nanotech researcher who chaired the school's Department of Chemistry and Chemical Biology. Isn't that interesting? So he's a nanotech researcher, and he's the chair of chemistry and chemical biology. Perfect for nanotech vaccines, wouldn't you think? They were there to arrest him on charges of hiding his financial ties with a university in China. By arresting Lieber steps from Harvard Yard, authorities were sending a loud message to the academic community, failing to disclose such links as a serious crime. So he's on trial, and it started on the 14th in Boston. He's pleaded not guilty, and hundreds of communist academics have signed letters of support. And I threw the word communist in here. Now, this is on the MIT Technology Reviews website. Okay. And some critics say it's the Justice Department's China initiative, a far-reaching effort started in 2018 to combat Chinese economic espionage and trade secret theft that should be on trial, not Lieber. Oh, Chinese didn't do nothing. They never do nothing to our economy. No, they're just our most favored nation trading partner, and they don't do any espionage, honey traps, nothing. No. For their part, prosecutors believe they have a tight case. They allege that Lieber was recruited into China's Thousand Talents Plan, a program aimed at attracting top scientists, and paid handsomely to establish a research lab at where? The Wuhan University Technology, but hid the affiliation from U.S. grant agencies. So he's facing six felonies, two counts of making false statements to investigators, two counts of filing a false tax return, and two counts of failing to report a foreign bank account. Simply put, the government will prove that Lieber deliberately made false statements in order to protect his reputation and career at Harvard. You know, he was making all this, all this money and so forth. Fields of academics accused of research integrity violations. More than a third of the research integrity cases brought under the China Initiative were brought against biomedical researchers. So nine of them, four for nanotech, three physics, one artificial intelligence. Isn't that kind of interesting? One for robotics. Isn't that kind of interesting, huh? So anyway, I wanted to get that in because you got Schiff, you got Lieber, you got Maxwell. This is Protocol 5. What form of administrative rule can be given to communities in which corruption has penetrated everywhere? Communities where riches are attained only by the clever surprise tactics of semi-swindling tricks, where looseness reigns, where morality is maintained by penal measures and harsh laws, but not by voluntarily accepted principles, where the feelings toward faith and country are obliterated by cosmopolitan convictions. Wow, how apropos for 2021 America, huh? What form of rule is to be given to these communities, if not that despotism, which I shall describe to you later? We shall create an intensified centralization of government in order to grip in our hands all the forces of the community. Oh, OSHA mandates, isn't that nice? Under the freaking idiot in chief. I just got a shirt in the mail that says, "Your mask is as useless as Biden." I haven't worn it yet, but anyway. We shall regulate mechanically all the actions of the political life of our subjects by new laws. These laws will withdraw one by one all the indulgences and liberties which have been permitted by the Goyim, and our kingdom will be distinguished by a despotism of such magnificent proportions as to be at any moment and in every place in a position to wipe out any Goyim who oppose us by deed or word. This is really coming into the fore. Don't you agree, listener? We shall be told that such a despotism as I speak of is not consistent with the progress of these days, but I will prove to you that it is. Oh, that'll never happen here. They'll never make you wear
There's nothing in your faith. They'll never make you take an injection against your will.
In the times when the peoples looked upon kings on their thrones as on a pure manifestation of the will of God, they submitted without a murmur to the despotic power of kings. But from the day when we insinuated into their minds a conception of their own rights, they began to regard the occupants of thrones as mere ordinary mortals. The holy unction of the Lord's anointed has fallen from the heads of the kings in the eye of the people. And when we also robbed them of their faith in God, the might of power was flung upon the streets into the public, into the place of public proprietorship, and was seized by us. Moreover, the art of directing masses and individuals by means of cleverly manipulated theory and verbiage, by regulations of life in common, all sorts of other quirks, in all which the Goyim understand nothing, belongs likewise to the specialists of our administrative brain. Hence, throwing all these things that don't make sense. 6 feet, social distance, double mask, no mask. The jab's good for you. Oh, J&J gives you clots. We're taking it off the market. Reared on analysis, observation, on delicacies of fine calculation, in this species of skill we have no rivals, any more than we have either in the drawing up of plans of political actions and solidarity. In this respect, the Jesuits alone might have compared with us, but we have contrived to discredit them in the eyes of the unthinking mob as an overt organization, while we ourselves all the while have kept our secret organization in the shade. However, it's probably all the same to the world who is its sovereign lord, whether the head of Catholicism or our despot of the blood of Zion, but to us, the chosen people, it is very far from being a matter of indifference. For a time, perhaps, we might be successfully dealt with by a coalition of the Goyim of all the world, but from this danger we are secured by the discord existing among them whose roots are so deeply seated that they can never now be plucked up. We have set one against another the personal and national reckonings of the Goyim, religious race hatreds, which we have fostered into a huge growth in the course of the past 20 centuries, and now it's really reaching its peak, by the way. This is the reason why there is not one state which would anywhere receive support if it were to raise its arm, for every one of them must bear in mind that any agreement against us will be unprofitable to itself. We are too strong. There's no evading our power. The nations cannot come to even an inconsiderable private agreement without our secretly having a hand in it. It is through me that kings reign, and it was said by the prophets that we are chosen by God himself to rule over the whole earth. God has endowed us with genius that we may be equal to our task. Were genius in the opposite camp, it would still struggle against us. But even so, a newcomer is no match for the old established settler. The struggle would be merciless between us, such a fight as the world has never yet seen. Aye, and the genius on their side would have arrived too late. All the wheels of the machinery of the states go by the force of the engine, which is in our hands, and that engine of the machinery of states is gold. The science of political economy, invented by our learned elders, has for the long past been royal prestige to capital. Capital, if it is to cooperate untrammeled, must be free to establish a monopoly of industry and trade. Think about all post-COVID, all the consolidation, all the big, everybody got bigger, all the, you know, the usual suspects. This is already being put in execution by an unseen hand in all the quarters of the world. This freedom will give political force to those engaged in industry, and that will help to oppress the people. Nowadays, it is more important to disarm the peoples than to lead them into war. I'll repeat that. Nowadays, it is more important to disarm the peoples than to lead them into war. More important to use for our advantage the passions which have burst into flames than to quench their fire. Oh, the BLM riots. More important to catch up and interpret the ideas of others to suit ourselves than to eradicate them. The principal object of our directorate consists in this, to debilitate the public mind by criticism, to lead it away from serious reflections calculated to arouse resistance, to distract the forces of the mind towards a sham fight of empty eloquence. In all ages, the peoples of the world, equally with individuals, have accepted words for deeds, for they are content with the show and rarely pause to note in the public arena whether promises are followed by performance, and that the truth by these politicians. Therefore, we shall establish show institutions which will give eloquent proof of their benefit to progress. We shall assume to ourselves the liberal physiognomy of all parties, of all directions, and we shall give that a voice in orators who will speak so much that they will exhaust the patience of their hearers and produce an abhorrence of oratory. Look at the goldfish mind where nobody can watch a video that's over 5 minutes anymore. In order to put public opinion into our hands, we must bring it into a state of bewilderment by giving expression from all sides to so many contradictory opinions and for such length of time as will suffice to make the goyim lose their heads in the labyrinth and come to see that the best thing is to have no opinion of any kind in matters political. Now, you can't talk politics at the bar, which it is not given to the public to understand, because they are understood only by him who guides the public. This is the first secret. The second secret requisite for the success of our government is comprised in the following: to multiply to such an extent national failings, habits, passions, conditions of civil life, that it will be impossible for anyone to know where he is in the resulting chaos. And haven't you felt that way during this whole COVID thing? So that the people in consequence will fail to understand one another. This measure will also serve us in another way, namely to sow discord in all parties. Look at the people's families getting ripped apart because some people don't want to take the quacks and others do. You're not coming over. You're not allowed to see your grandkids. To dislocate all collective forces which are still unwilling to submit to us, and to discourage any kind of personal initiative which might in any degree hinder our affair. Don't stop this Bolshevik juggernaut, Goy. There's nothing more dangerous than personal initiative if it has genius behind it. Such initiative can do more than can be done by millions of people among whom we have sown discord. We must so direct the education of the Goyim communities. Look at these commie teachers. Look at how they've destroyed everything, this public education, the higher education, the university system. That whenever they come upon a matter requiring initiative, they may drop their heads in despairing impotence. The strain which results from freedom of action saps the forces when it meets with the freedom of another. From this collision arise grave and moral shocks, disenchantments, failures. By all these means, we shall so wear down the Goyim that they will be compelled to offer us international power of a nature that by its position will enable us without any violence gradually to absorb all the state forces of the world and to form a super government, a.k.a. the Great Reset. In place of the rulers of today, we shall set up a bogey which will be called the Super Government Administration. Its hands will reach out in all directions like nippers, and its organization will be of such colossal dimensions that it cannot fail to subdue all the nations of the world. And that's, wow, that's really just coming to the forefront. Just wild. But there's some kind of interesting bright spots here too. A leak in the system revealed 40% of the Brits have not had a single shot. So as it turns out, someone in the CDC in the US screwed up and somehow let out Britain's true black book vax stats. As it turns out, the black book said that as of December 18th, 23.5 million Brits had not received a single shot. Okay. This is important because they are claiming 88% of British hospitals are double vax, 9% are single vax, and 3% of cases in hospitals are not vax, blah, 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 blah. But think about this. If the CDC and other agencies around the world are completely bloating how many people have taken the vax and totally lying, and it's much, much fewer, then think about that relationship to the adverse events and how much more dangerous the shots actually are if you look at it in that perspective. Because if that many less people took these damn things, then that means it's way more dangerous than the numbers are even, you know, saying. And we already know about the studies that come out that VAERS is only 1% reporting. And so we're talking about a lot of people hurt. And then if they're lying about how many people have taken it, then it is pretty damn dangerous. Statistically, if a lot less people have taken these things. So black fungus, they are rewriting history. This is on Jim Stone. It's exclusively seen in people who are immunocompromised, which is what everyone said that the mRNA vax would cause, you know, AIDS or ADE. We're definitely seeing the beginning of the vax apocalypse, where the immunocompromised are starting to show signs of AIDS. That those who got the mRNA shots were having their immune systems wiped out at a rate of 16% a month. This would obviously lead to AIDS symptoms after several months, which is now happening, folks. If black fungus is now starting to show up in people who have had corona, quote unquote, that's just blaming the vax damage on a new variant, as everyone said would happen. The vaxxed are getting corona at a far greater rate than the non-vaxxed because their immune systems are wiped out. So remember watching the videos of people back in the 80s that had AIDS, and they would have that black kind of stuff appearing in their skin and all that? Black fungus infections are not caused by corona. They are instead caused by ADE or coronavax-induced AIDS. Well, weird. So Mike Adams covered this over the last week. Skynet microchip breakthrough announced that will enslave humanity with AI cyber lords. The end of humanity approaches. And it gets into transistor technology being quantum stuff and all this, but then IBM and Samsung announced Skynet breakthrough in microprocessor hardware miniaturization and power consumption. So the IBM Samsung technology is truly revolutionary for a variety of reasons. The manufacturing breakthrough allows transistors to be stacked in the Z plane, not just the X and Y, which allows for extremely high computational densities. So a path to scaling beyond nano sheet, and has the potential to reduce energy uses by 85% compared to scaled thin field effect transistors. Okay, and so this looks like it's another, I guess, leap forward in miniaturization and computing power. Up on National File, this is all over the place. Retired generals urged the military to war game against American citizens. So with the one-year anniversary of the January 6th incident, I'll just call it, three retired Army generals called on leaders to take preventive measures, including to war game a post-election insurrection or coup attempts. The potential for a total breakdown of the chain of command along partisan lines from the top of the chain to squad level is significant should another insurrection occur. Former Major General Paul Eaton, former Brigadier General Stephen Anderson, and former Major General Antonio Tagabathy wrote in the Washington Compost on Friday in an opinion column, raising the disturbing prospect of the U.S. military training for a confrontation against fellow Americans. Now, you get into the kind of the cataclysmic angle, which I covered earlier in the broadcast, that you could see that this could be cover for them knowing something is on the horizon, economic collapse, some sort of a cataclysmic grid down scenario, so forth and so on. The idea of rogue units organizing among themselves to support the rightful commander in chief cannot be dismissed. You see how they hedged their bets. And even though the evidence from these states becomes overwhelming of the malfeasance of the 2020 theft from Trump, see, they're insulating themselves, saying, "Oh, we got to prepare for these rogue people in the military that, you know, they don't buy it that." This whole thing. Imagine competing commanders in chief, a newly reelected Biden giving orders versus Trump, or another Trumpian figure issuing orders as the head of a shadow government. I mean, it's so sick the way they word this and the way that they try to bamboozle the dum-dums in our country that watch television and so forth and so on. Imagine politicians at the state and federal levels illegally installing a losing candidate as president, blah, 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 blah. Under such a scenario, it's not outlandish to say a military breakdown could lead to civil war. So they're trying to tell him to take decisive action now. Now, Jake Sullivan, the national security advisor, this was all over the place. His wife is pressured to recuse herself from the Durham probe while working for DOJ. So Jake Sullivan's wife, Margaret Goodlander, this is funny. She's under pressure to recuse herself from special counsel Durham's Trump probe. So it's just... these people with their, you know, you got to look into who these people are married into in D.C. and you'll see. She works for Merrick Garland over at the DOJ. Isn't that nice? No conflict of interest there. All right, everybody, enjoy your holidays if possible. Hopefully, none of the cataclysmic crap happens. We'll see. We're one step closer to whatever. Thanks for listening.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.